Well, Tiffany was part of a group of about 160 post offices nationwide, which are closing in the coming months. But the closure decision is also open for review. And the Tiffany decision went to review yesterday. Our independent reviewers found that Onpost had made a correct decision in relation to closing the office. But Onpost felt that looking at the population figures on which we based our decision, were within what you might describe as a margin of error. And we took the decision to re-advertise the contract for Tiffany Post Office.
Now, how long is the future secured now?
Well, we will offer the contract to run post office services in Tiffany to the outgoing post mistress. And then that generally is for a five-year term. And that's the same contract that's offered to postmasters and postmistresses all over the country.
So will it come down now to a kind of use it or lose it, or how does this work?
Well, certainly the decision to go this route to close post offices or to offer closure where postmasters took up a redundancy package is prompted by a change in the way people do their business and less business coming through post offices, and our desire to secure the future of the post office network. And certainly there's a case where you have a local post office, use that local post office and try and maintain it.
There's many other post offices in County Sligo and in the North West that are also threatened with closure. But the fact that Cliffany now is to remain open after this review, does that give other post offices a glimmer of hope?
Well, any closure decision is subject to review, or it's possible to review it. But I'd have to say in the case of Cliffany, the population base that we spoke about in the making the decision on Tiffany was, I suppose, borderline is the best way to describe it. It's less clear in other post offices. So, as I say, all post office closure decisions are subject to review, but the important thing here is that Tiffany keeps its post office.